Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time. That's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow. Let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Practice within when you're without.
Okay.
Is one of my five credos. Practice being successful. How many people listening to this today practice being successful today?
What does it mean to practice
being okay,
successful?
Okay. Through affirmations. Through going to the Rolls Royce dealer, maybe Lamborghini, maybe something else.
Right.
In my particular case, it was Rolls Royce. And within a year of me going to Rolls Royce dealer, I had a Rolls. Okay. Within 19 months of me dreaming and adding it to my goals, a castle on an island, I own Guthrie Castle. Go to stores you can't afford.
Okay.
Go hire lawyers you can't afford.
Go hire them.
Oh, no, I'm going to use them.
Okay,
I mean,
use them.
Lawyers will meet with anybody. Accountants will meet with anybody. Go to the big four accountants with a business idea. The first couple meetings are for free. Jettison probably a lot of the people you hang around with. If you have poor public speaking skills, join Toastmasters.
Right. That's still around.
Yep.
Okay.
Join improv. So it's all possible. But I devoted myself to feeling successful. I was wearing suits like this before I could afford them.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get them?
Credit cards.
Right. So act, as they say in Hollywood, act as if.
Correct.
In a way, okay.
Correct.
Right. If you could pick up the phone and make a phone call to the 20-year-old Dan Pena, that's almost 50 years ago, right? 64, 63, something like that. What advice would you give that young man?
It's the same advice that I give and the best advice that I got. Just do it.
That's it.
Do it.
It's like the Nike slogan, but with
correct, except with the bad word.
With a bad word in there. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Most people procrastinate because they're unsure, so just do it. He said the same thing. But I've never had a problem just doing it. Because one of the things is you learn as a young combat infantry officer is time costs lives. Fred Smith, who I like a lot, who is a similarly trained officer like I was, who was a Marine officer, he said, when I got back out of school, when I learned that mistakes weren't causing arms and legs and life and death, making decisions was easy. Similar for me. We overanalyze because we're unsure. We're not overanalyze. We don't overanalyze because we are not sure if it'll work or not. We're more worried about, on the emotional side, it embarrassing us. I treat everybody the same.
Okay.
With disrespect, release your brakes. Are you old enough to have driven a car that had emergency brakes that don't automatically go off when you put it in drive? You're probably too young.
No, I remember that. You had
okay.
The emergency
well, just brake. Imagine you drove your car through life with the emergency brake on. It's bad for the transmission. It's bad for the tires. It's bad for the universal. It's bad for everything.
Right. And you never
release then the you take, oh, geez, the emergency brake's on. Then you release the brake. What happens? Whoop, surge ahead, right?
Yeah.
Most of us go through life with our emergency brakes on. He says most of us keep the emergency brake on because we want a reason not to test ourselves. I've tried a lot of things. Nobody's failed at more things than I have. And the first 100 million are successes, but I could write a book about failures that would be like Churchill's volumes, The History of World War II. I mean, because I've tried a lot of different things. Because failure is just testing. And one of the reasons I've been so successful in generating this equity and value in my kids, and I call you all kids, is because I convince them that making a mistake is okay. Our parents tell, your parents probably told you, you can be anything you want.
They did.
That's
a very American thing.
Yeah, but you can't. That's, you can't. If it's all juxtaposed, you can do anything you want that you have passion for. Because that eliminates most of the crap. Because most people don't follow their dream. You can't have a dream come true unless you have a dream. Now, I still dream. I dream in Technicolor. I say my affirmations and goals every single night. Well, I was taught by some very smart people a long, long time ago. I used to be with the Onassis Group, the CEO of Onassis Shipping, who was the right-hand man for 60 years of Aristotle Onassis.
Onassis, right, the Greek shipping.
Yeah, he says, Dan, just remember, dress British and think Yiddish.
I've never heard that,
yes.
But I like that.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means, well, dress British.
Right.
You know, not being braggadocious, but this is a Savile Row suit, you know.
Very formal.
Yes, and think Yiddish, think in a canny manner, think shrewdly, nothing derogatory at all. It's a great compliment.
Most of you lack the skills to sell your vision with clarity because you don't practice, and the travesty really is because you don't believe enough in it. You just don't. And if what you're trying to finance isn't your dream, isn't your vision, I mean, the banker or the person on the other side of the table sees through it clearly. They know just absolutely, definitively. Because at the end of the day, they want to feel down deep inside, warm and fuzzy, that this person will do whatever it takes to pay me back the money. And if you don't believe with all your heart, then you're not going to, you know, go that extra mile. That's what they want to believe. And most of you don't believe passionately in what you're doing. And that's why it's very easy for me to say you ought to turn the damn key. Just walk away. And look for something that you can passionately believe in. Is that so difficult?
Or do the rich people cringe and say, don't tell them that, Robert?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't tell people what you know.
Right.
Keep them poor. The moment I pay you, you think like an employee. The moment you accept the paycheck, your brain goes dead. That's the trap. Entrepreneurs work for free. As long as you're hungry, you'll think. The school system is designed to teach you to be an employee or a doctor or a lawyer, a specialist, but never about money. The poor will always be amongst us because it starts up here. It's in their words, you know, and the words become flesh. But when they say, I can't afford it or I can't do that, they go down. They become what they say. And I meet so many people, I can't afford it. You think I'm made of money? My PhD daddy says, what do you think I am, made of money? I can't afford that. And my rich dad would say, that's why he's poor. Poor people say, I can't afford it. I can't do that. I don't have time. Because this is an escape. It's an escape. You know what I mean? It's easy to say, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I can't go to the gym. You know, when you could go to the gym. No, I can't. Truth is, I'm just too lazy to go to the gym.
And your rich dad used to say what instead of, I can't afford it?
How can I afford it? How can I do that? A question opens a mind, a statement closes the mind. So when you say, I can't afford it, your mind shuts down and you become what you say. people right now who are sitting at home who are struggling financially or worried about money or unhappy, they may be making a lot of money, but unhappy with what they're doing. It was probably taught to you. You know, your superego was taught, get a job, work hard, or you'll never be rich, or the rich are evil, or whatever. Poverty is passed on. It's taught in your families. And middle class is taught in families.
And until you change your mindset,
correct,
money won't help you, right?
Correct.
And we see that with people that win the lottery, people that make more money, they still have the same problem.
Right.
Because they have that poor man's soul.
Correct. If you're poor, you'll always be poor.
That's really hard for people to understand.
Yeah, the money will disappear that fast. Just like most pro athletes, you know, they make millions of dollars, and what, 65% are bankrupt 5 years later? It's because they come from poor families. But unfortunately, what Mr. Lipton was saying, it's passed down genetically. That's the frightening thing. If you don't want to learn it, I can't help you. You know, I have bad luck too. I've had financial crashes. I've had people stab me in the back. But they're all good because I grow from it. That's spirituality. You know, people who are afraid of making mistakes, like they teach in school, they don't ever grow. Because spirituality is there's good and there's bad. There's right and there's wrong. There's up and there's down. Most people only want to be right. They only want to be positive. Well, you can't have that. That's not reality. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe. They haven't made any mistakes like they're taught in school. That means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. But the average guy is standing there, oh, I'm an A student. I'm going to do this all on myself. And a bunch of rugby players run you over. And you go, well, they're not playing fair. Yeah, well, you're playing stupid. You should have a team. You should have accountants, attorneys, and bankers and all that stuff. But that's not the game I want to play. I said, then don't play the game. You know, the game of business is played with accountants, attorneys, bankers, hate to say it, politicians. You know, you got to know the game. You know, people say, well, money is not that important to me. Then if money is not that important to you, money is not important to you. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't care about money. The money doesn't care about you. You know, the word does become flesh. Or I'll never be rich. Or the favorite one is the rich are greedy. It's the poor that are greedy. You know, if you think about it, because to be rich, you have to give something. You know, I have to produce books and games, and I purchase real estate, I provide housing, provide jobs and all that. That's why I'm rich. But greedy people produce nothing. You know, Einstein said, you know, imagination is more important than knowledge, but knowledge empowers imagination. And what most people lack is real business knowledge, like accounting, you know, like debt, like taxes. You got to know that stuff, but they don't teach it in school to anybody. You see, most teachers in school, they're out of ethics. They teach subjects they themselves don't practice, because I understand what a fake teacher is. A fake teacher is somebody who just wants a job and they'll teach anything. You know, they teach how to shine shoes if you pay them more money. But they really don't know what they're teaching. In life, one of the things I suggest to people, you gotta find a real teacher versus a fake teacher. And a fake teacher is somebody who doesn't do what they teach. And a real teacher is doing what they teach every day. Our school systems are making our students weaker. So in school, they have these things called now trigger effects. So you can't, as a teacher, you can't say anything that might upset the student. They don't want anything that might jar their point of view. You see, people say, well, why don't you give the poor money? So the only problem with that is it just creates more poor people.
Give a man a fish, he fishes for the day, or eats for the day.
Yeah, you give a man a fish, you get a lot of people who want more fish, you know? Well, you teach them to fish. We become creatures of our own habits. And until we break the habit, we don't change. Our schools don't teach that. Our schools teach almost the exact opposite of that. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe. they haven't made any mistakes like they taught in school, that means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. So what I say to young people is you find your game. So my game financially is business, number one. Second is real estate. And that's why I pay no taxes. That's why Trump pays no taxes. Legally, it is a combination of business and real estate that gives us an unfair advantage over employees because they don't know what to do. A lot of people would rather sit in the stands than be in the game. One of the greatest ways to acquire great wealth is playing Monopoly in real life. Four greenhouses, one red hotel. But is that all there is? That's it.
Robert, if I could give you some kind of a magic phone and you could make a call to the 20-year-old Robert Kiyosaki and give that young man a bit of advice, what would you tell him?
I would just say keep going. Just do what you have to do. Just, you know, live it to the fullest, which I did. Nothing I ever did made sense. Now, could you imagine quitting a $120,000 a year job for $200 a month to go fight in Vietnam and almost die? It didn't make sense, but it was the best decision I made at that time. And I think what most people do is they let their parents or their friends talk them out of life. So afraid of failing. But failing is how we succeed. You look at that, you look at guys like Edison and all that. They failed like 1,014 times before he invented the light bulb. You know, our schools punish you for making mistakes. That's why we have so many people who are so afraid of admitting they make mistakes or afraid of failing.
You're listening to Solomon's Temple on Hindsight Radio. Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.
Solomon, can you hear me?
Hey, peace, God. How's the God doing?
Oh, okay. I was calling. I don't know what was going on with the sound. Peace. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, am I clear or I'm not clear?
You clear. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, how you been?
I've been good. Just a little busy.
Oh, man. Hey, if you ain't busy, you ain't doing nothing.
Right.
If you ain't busy, if you ain't busy.
Yeah, what's going on with you? How's everything?
Hey, man.
Give me one second.
Yeah.
Oh, I was putting my headphones in.
Yeah, I like having my headphones in too. Sometimes that cord can be acting up sometimes. Now they got, you know, this technology, I can't keep up with it. You know, the next week they have something else. They got it now where you can, my daughter got it where you don't got the coed. She was laughing at my coed. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear you. Just keep going in and out.
Oh, right, well, there, I must have muted the button. My phone went mute.
Oh.
I was saying, I have to come see you tomorrow because I have to pick up some tonics.
Okay.
For my seminar Saturday.
Oh, that's great. What are you doing a big seminar on Saturday, huh? That's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We need you, man. We need you to keep doing the work, man. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
So,
go
ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, man. We need you to do the work, man. You know, a lot of people have been upset about the little young brother, that was doing all that good work for
Hustle.
The community. Yeah, man. Man,
mm-hmm.
I knew something was going on Sunday because it was a thickness in the air, you know. And next thing you know, I get all these texts from my nieces and my nephews, my oldest daughter, you know. And man, he was a pretty solid brother. He did outstanding things for the community from what I've been hearing. And then, you know, a brother killed him for nothing, you know.
Yeah, they're saying some petty guy did it. That's what the story is.
Yeah.
You know, that's unfortunate.
I knew it wasn't government.
I think that's unfortunate, though.
Very unfortunate. And I knew it wasn't the government when I first heard it, you know, because that's what everybody was saying, that it was the government. But I just knew the government had already did enough. They ain't got to do nothing now. Everything already in place.
They're on control right now. They ain't got to bother themselves with stuff like that. Listen, the hardest time we get to convince now is our own people. They don't want to listen. They're not listening.
At all.
Know? So when they start talking about, you know, it's the government, everybody want to blame it on the government, this, the government, that. No, blame it on yourself, because most of you people ain't trying to hear what we're trying to say.
Nobody don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sure the government has something to do with it. The government then did they role in it. They created this rap shit. And so now this music has lasted longer than any form of music.
Mm-hmm.
And not soul lasted for in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look, most music have a good 10-year run.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff, this time tag and all this mess, have been going on for way longer than it should have been. Most of, you know,
mm-hmm.
It come and it go. Not just
right.
Any boys, they ain't talking about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's an all time low now.
They mumbling, man.
And the music
they mumbling.
And like, you know, I'm not even an old man, but I feel like old people with some stuff I'm thinking. You
mm-hmm.
know, the music, it has a demonic energy about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
This been well documented on how water is programmable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we all know the role of music. Music is very, very powerful. It can, you know, even when you watch TV, you can hear music in the background on everything.
Yep.
It'd be so subtle you don't even hear it. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you get into something and then the music is intensifying the movie experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know people that play and they do they play the background music in cinemas. And when it gets tense, you hear the music. When it gets scary, you hear the music. Music is
mm-hmm.
so powerful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sound is so important. And so now you got these beats with the worst stuff. And what it does is it sets up an energy in people that if you tell them what it's doing, oh, it ain't doing that to me. It's just music. Shit. It's doing a lot. It's doing a whole lot. And you know, what's bothering me about the brother dying, that, you know, besides the fact that his what he was trying to do for the community, is the fact that we have, the culture is so tainted. It's a culture that promotes craziness and foolishness. The things that people shouldn't embrace, they embrace. The things they shouldn't tolerate, they tolerate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got the tolerance for everything, except for what they shouldn't have tolerance for, you know. I mean, so many things that people accept that's totally contrary to the universe, and it has no place in the universe other than to be destruction of the universe, and people embrace it. And they accept it.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay with it, you know. And you can't do nothing with this. And then it's like, it's so much stuff that you're so out of balance. Then when you say it, it's like, it's almost a culture where you don't even have freedom of speech. You have to apologize when you speak the truth. You know, when you say something that shouldn't be said, oh, I don't mean nothing by it, but.
You got to make excuses for what you say.
Yeah. So freedom of speech is gone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you say.
We live in a free country.
Yeah. You
That's
know?
That's what they say.
So, you know, like, where is, you know, so this culture got to shift. And unfortunately, you know, they said last year, I don't even want to make up a number and say it was so many rappers that died last year. Really, I don't know none of them. I knew about Nipsey, though. But I don't know about the other 30 that, you know, they said it was a lot of them that died last year in 2018. But I was familiar with Nipsey because I liked it, what he did. As far as, you know, just I like anybody that's doing stuff for the community and just trying.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, not talking, but doing.
Right.
You know, that brother was actually doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this culture got to shift, you know. And really, they have took our culture and turned into a destructive culture. Well, it's tied into everything from, it's tied into the church, it's tied into Hitlins and just everything that don't serve us. Working for people and just, you know, the sisters not supporting the brothers. They don't support them unless they, you know, beat them upside the head and treat them bad, you know. And it's like, if you were upstanding righteous man, then that can be looked upon as a weakness sometimes, which is sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right. Yeah.
It's just so bastard.
The sisters really believe they supporting us, though.
No.
They really believe that.
Nah.
You tell them that they supporting, that they're not supporting, they'll argue you down and say they are supporting. They support, the most part, the sisters are supporting only things that benefit them.
That's right.
It's not a joint effort in support. Well, I'm going to ride with this brother, even if I don't really understand where we're going right now. You know, they'll fight. Listen, I don't care which sister I run across. Especially when I speak on this knowledge that I have, I won't get questioned.
Mm-hmm.
You can't meet a sister that said, "Oh, I never thought of it that way." You know, and just leave
That's
it
right.
like that. They got to challenge you, and even when they come off like they're not challenging you, you stick around long enough, they will challenge you.
It got this,
and it's a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The brothers, we are the most targeted brothers on the planet. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, when I mean targeted, we targeted for everything from law enforcement to the women that's in our lives. They target us.
That's right.
You know, they bleed the worst before they bleed the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then on the same hand, that same sister go get the most raggedy ass brother to hang out with. And she'll ride with that nigga in jail, out of jail, at home playing video games all day, every day.
And be loyal to it, be loyal to the shit. Like they say, it was a sister that drove the brother off to kill somebody. And then it's like, that's what I'm talking about. The culture is just, is. You know, and this is not a slam. I mean, because, like, I got a good queen. My queen support me. I got, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not, you know, I'm not attacking all women. So, you know, I'm not just slamming women because they all good women. And, you know what I'm saying? So this ain't, you know, sometimes when we say this, sometimes sisters can take it as, you know, oh, you hating on women. And, you know, no, I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying it's their fault either. But what I am saying is that you know, the sisters gotta recognize that, you know, recognize when a brother is trying to do something. Because I counsel a lot of sisters daily. I mean, I do a lot of counseling. I talk to, you know, it's sad to say, I mean, you know, you come by the temple. I mean, it's always a bunch of sisters that I'm working with. I mean, so, you know, I can bank on what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. And sometimes I have to, the brothers would be, you know, I have to really, I didn't help so many brothers out with trying to show a sister what the brother trying to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, when I have came to the conclusion, the first thing that we got to do as a people is be powerful in our own home. We got to do that first, you know, and I think that's what's missing big time. Like, the brothers got to be powerful. Like, if every brother be a god in his own home and to the children that he has, it would change everything overnight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know brothers that take care of other people's families better than take care of their own families. You know? But then the brothers will say, well, the sister gives me too much grief. That could be the case too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna have to start where it can spill over into the culture, the nuclear family gotta be fixed. And that's where the biggest connect at. You know, we got to be powerful in our own house. We got, you know, when I was a kid, we sat at the table in there. And, like, this might not seem like, it might not sound deep. You know, everything ain't got to be so mystified, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people don't do the simple things no more. Like, you see everybody...
No.
Looking at the world through a TV screen, that somebody showed something where they was at a concert and everybody looked at the concert through their phone. That's a problem. You know? And we disconnected from each other, you know? So when I am home, I try to make sure that we have you know, and I make my family, we talk and see what's going on, you know. These things gotta be powerful in your own home. You know, because I remember when I used to teach school and, you know, somebody said something to me that stood out to me. They said, you know, they say that I bet your children are bad. They say teachers have the worst kids. And that stuck with me. You know, I thought about that. I said, dang, they're saying something. Because what's happening is the teacher gets so wrapped up in the society, then they let their house.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, We gotta be powerful in our own home and see, you know, mama's gotta cook in the house. The daddy gotta be protector, survivor. The women, and so like this is the thing. I hear this daily. I can't submit to a man that I can't. But then this is the question I ask them: why you chose that man? You can trust that man to sleep with him without a rubber, but you can't trust his decision. Problem is, you shouldn't even be with him.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? Now, if you can trust me to sleep with me, unprotected, me, I can give you AIDS sleeping with you. You trust me for that, but you don't trust. So now the standards need to be raised higher. Because well, I can't. You know, he might lead me in the wrong direction. Well, you with the wrong guy,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Why be in a relationship with a guy that you can't trust his decisions? This man that went out, learned his way of the world, but then you don't trust him. You shouldn't be with him. You shouldn't be.
I think that's just an excuse they're making. Mm-hmm. That's all they can say. When you challenge them on that, is I can't trust this decision. They just want to be in control.
Yeah, you know
they want to make the decision.
Yeah, and it ain't gonna. It would never work that way. You go to any raggedy neighborhood. I don't care where you go. You might, you know, yeah, we got Oprah Winfrey. You know, she's rich, so that might not apply to Oprah. We can always.
Well, she don't have no kids either.
She don't have no kids, but for the whole. Is one thing you're going to find a common denominator. Like, in every established place where you find the best at, you're going to find a nuclear family. And you're going to find a man in that house. When you go, for the most part, when you go to the hood, you're going to find women without a man. Or if you do got a man in the house, he's a man that lay his head on the couch. You're not gonna really find no strong men now. You know, we can't do this without that. You know,
right? You're right. You go to the worst neighborhoods that you find a common, and that's not just in our neighborhoods. That's in the trailer parks too.
That's right.
You find a home. A neighborhood where most of the men are not in the home or they're not strong alpha males.
That's right.
That's a raggedy neighborhood.
That's right.
I don't care, white, black, color, whatever color you want to call it, that neighborhood would be raggedy. It's something
It'll
about the
raggedy.
Presence of a man that changes the dynamic. Even, you know, even if you go to think about it, I've seen homes. Even when a man ain't so much of a man, he could just be a guy who hangs out at the house and drink all day. Like I got relatives, you know, my aunt, her husband. This guy was not a worker. He wasn't much of nothing, but he was in the home. Now, the kids turned out okay. But they had a sense of family unity.
That's right.
Yeah, even with a man like that in the house.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? It was still some
that's
type
deep,
of balance
man.
There. And I see my cousins on Facebook all day. Oh, my daddy this, my daddy that. And I know they daddy before they knew their daddy. We should joke on him, but do give him respect.
That's right.
Because he was there. Alcoholic, whatever he was there. There is an influence with the man in the house. There is some type of it changes things.
And
you know?
you see it in the animal kingdom. That you know it's a vibration that he emits. You know, I'll be watching the lions and stuff, and it's kind of like what you're saying now. But you would see it different. You see it more in the animal kingdom. It was showing that, like, the lion might not hunt for the food and do everything, but like you said, just by him being around, it does something for the lion then. Because I was watching it few weeks ago, because I like watching stuff like that. I'm a science person. And they were saying that all the animals, all the lioness and the little cubs started like whining, right? And then the narrator said, it sounds like they pleading for help. Next thing you know, a big lion, the lion came, you know, the Lion King came, and the narrator said, guess what? There's going to be food for them tomorrow. And when he came, I don't know what kind of vibration he's sending off, but the lion has brought back food just by him being there. You know, and all he does is yell out of vibration. And that thing might not seem like something, but it's necessary. And sisters could get more out of men if they would encourage them and say, you know, I see this in you. You know, you can do a lot when you got the support of a woman behind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But when we say some encouraging words to you, it does some. Think about it, really. You know, you're married, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been married.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everything you do is based on how she feels about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do, you say, if I do this when I get home, or if I bring this home, what's she going to say? If I do this,
what's she
going to say? Right? But
right.
For some reason, they don't get that through their head, that they are really, when you look at it, they're kind of in control. They're
in control
of your thoughts.
They
now,
are in control.
But they don't recognize that power and know how to use it in a positive way.
You know, they had a movie.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm just thinking about this when you said this. They had the movie, the Chirac movie. The movie wasn't really that great, but I liked the message with it. Something was missing from it. But, and like the sister said, we ain't going to sleep with nobody no more until they stop killing each other. You know, God, we do stuff. Like we become successful for women.
Yeah.
We do it. You know, I
think it's more than just a woman. If we have children involved, we try to become the successful for the woman and those children.
And the children. That's
a lot of guys, that's what they want to do. For the most part, you see even the thuggest guy doing that.
That's right.
Because what he does, he go in somebody's house and try to do things for them, even if they not his kids.
That's what he's doing.
You know, people who say, oh, he's going to take care of somebody else's kids. The reason why he's trying to take care of somebody else's kids because he's not trying to take care of his kids. And that woman made it so hard for him, he couldn't deal with that. So he went and got him a surrogate family.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Despite what public opinion has put out there, men want families.
They do.
What they don't want is aggravation to go with it. Unnecessary aggravation. We're built to deal with tough situations, but what we're not built with is nagging, unnecessary
Man.
Stuff, things that defy our common sense, our logic.
That's
true. You know,
I don't know if I said this before, but you know, I've read in scientific journals, in the Java, I read a lot of scientific journals, and it was in the Java, I forgot which subscription. They had a whole Java subscription. This is a scientific journal on when a woman nags and complains and messes with a man. It weakens his testosterone and it robs him of testosterone. This is a scientific fact. And the article goes on to show that from that we created man caves, and it even shows that if a man leaves his family, he's leaving his family to save his own life. I know that sounds kind of harsh. But
I can see that.
That actually,
I can see
it.
A guy.
Well,
you know, see, the
nobody
reason why our women get on our case all the time is because TV has programmed everybody against us.
Mm-hmm.
So psychologically, they think they're better than us because the programming is we ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
And see, since they're not receiving that type of treatment, something got to be wrong with you. They messed with
mm-hmm.
you. They said something to you about it. They treat you like that. Something wrong with you. They wouldn't do that for no reason. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That they it just, but it's so it's been done so long that people just don't recognize it. And the reason why they're accepting this garbage rap music now is
mm-hmm.
because they've been playing it so long. So what the women are programmed to accept these men.
You
and
remember,
the men are programmed to treat the women bad.
Do you remember when rap when Snoop Dogg them first came out, women wouldn't listen to it. You remember that?
Right. Well, they calling, they saying bitches, and you had Queen Latifah coming out to counteract that. You know,
yeah,
they like all of them came out to counteract that. Like, what is that? Salt and Pepper. There was the women, female rap groups that came out to try to counteract stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah, they weren't listening.
But nobody listened. You know? They slipped it on us. Now, you got no white group of people or any other racial group come out and diss their women like we do.
No, you don't see it.
With no problem. You don't see
you don't
it nowhere
see it.
Else. And the problem I have is a lot of our people are so blind, they can't see that that's deliberate programming to divide us.
And see, and what you're saying is the government role in that. That's what they, that's the role right there.
Yes.
That, you know, and they select these certain artists to do that and make them big and put them on the screen. So they know that.
Okay, they
want to
run around
fruit.
And say, be politically correct about every other group of people. You can't call people gay. You can't be homophobic. But they ain't saying nothing about being bitchophobic or niggerphobic.
Well, what is homophobic? What is that?
Huh?
I never understood that word. What does that mean? I don't understand it.
Have a phobia against homosexuals.
I still don't
know
what the phobia is, but...
I know what you're saying. But what I'm saying is they have these politically correct conversations
mm-hmm.
about
right.
every other group.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to our women, bitch is acceptable.
That's
only
right.
acceptable. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Now, who fault is that? Okay, they put the programming up there, but the women accept being called a bitch. Think about
mm-hmm.
this whole R. Kelly and the hypocrisy of R. Kelly. They knew R. Kelly was fucking them girls for a long time. But the women
they knew
went out there and listened to his music.
That's right.
It was now them same damn women talking shit about him.
That's right.
Same ones.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones that's in the church praising Jesus.
That's right.
Every Sunday. See, the problem is the government, listen, somebody can put food in front of you that's no good for you, that you know it's poison. It's your choice
right.
to eat it.
That's right.
It's your choice. So they put all that poison out there, but they love it. They're watching them shows, The Orange Is New Black. That's a women about show about women in prison. In that other show with the Cherry Washington was in. I don't think he come on anymore. But
they love the shows
that depict them in the worst way.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
There's no good show on TV right now that shows us in a healthy relationship with a black man.
That's what we need to
and have a family. Now, they got the one Blackish, that show, one show.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there ain't no real healthy relationships being depicted anywhere.
And they
you
still
know?
Got their husband like a little clown.
Right. What up? That's what I'm saying. The black men they put on TV look like weaklings, almost feminine.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Even in the superhero movies, this Luke Cage.
That's right.
That guy. A weakling. That ain't no superhero to me. He weak. You know, no
like
real masculinity.
Bullets.
He can take bullets, but he talking all soft and gentle and I mean, first of all, you notice they don't put a brother in the movies with real bass in his voice. You know. He got the high pitch. You know, they can't. It's just crazy that we are participating in our own destruction. Now, I wanted to say something about the Nipsey Hussle guy. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know much about him. You know, when it was, that's how far removed I am from the situation. And because of that, I feel like I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
Our people are doing the same shit they do when anybody in our community gets shot or killed. They get all up in arms about it, post a bunch of posts about it, but they ain't going to do shit else about it. But sit there
Nothing.
And talk about it.
Nothing.
Now, if, like I said, if it was a bum on the street that did it, some nobody, right? That nigga shouldn't even make it to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He shouldn't make it to jail.
That's right.
Because think about it. Any other community would allow that.
And you know what bothers me about
it? He would come up missing. You know?
And then the funny thing about it is, you know, nobody does nothing about it. And then they got this, then it's like a culture where you can kill each other and nobody cares. Then this lady came to see me and four boys killed her son. All of them, they sat in jail for 1 year. They dropped the charges because none of them told.
Mm-hmm.
By them not talking, they dismissed the case. And all these witnesses saw her son get murdered, but nobody would speak.
So what that say, man? What that say?
Yeah, that's what bothers me with this type of stupid culture. You can abide by that type of thing, but
right.
When it comes to something real, like fixing your neighborhood or doing something. You know, it's just sad because see what's gonna wind up happening is, you know, I mean, what's gonna wind up happening is a lot of these celebrities are gonna stop helping the inner city.
You know, I was
people.
Gonna say that. Now that's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say. Now you kind of see why the people when they get money they get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know. These mindsets are ingrained and programmed. So when you come in to try to bring them something positive, they will kill you for it.
They will. You like they did the mythological Jesus.
Yes.
Same thing.
They will kill you for trying to help them. You know, when you think of the story of Jesus, right, the mythological, you think of that.
Yeah.
All he did was help people, and they said, stone him, kill him, impale him.
What he said.
And let's let the other guy go.
And that, I mean, it's so real.
And that guy was
it's
robbing
so
their house. He was breaking and taking shit. And they didn't know to get rid of him because he said he God's son. We killing him because
he
feel like he's better than us. They will kill you for that.
You know, like
you
they laughed about how the brothers did Cat Williams. Do you see how the little kid beat up Cat Williams? You know, and Cat Williams, with him being a funny comedian, he said something funny, but it was real. He said, how you going to make a little broke vote for him, jump on the millionaire. It was kind of funny, but this dude was out there with them kids trying to do something positive with no security with them, and then they jumped on him for no reason.
That,
the boy can just do it.
Now, if that was you, would you go back out there?
Nah.
Now, Kiyosaki, that guy, his fat dad, poor that guy, he said,
okay,
the poor is the ones that's evil. It's not the money that's evil. People with money, it's the poor. It's the poor is the one that will steal from you, rob from you. And like you said, they just watch it. Listen, nobody, even if Cat Williams was wrong, from the place I come from, you don't just disrespect your elders, even when they wrong.
You don't do it.
You have a certain level of respect. You know, I say, listen, I've been disrespected by some elders, but I still show respect for them because why? These people got age on me.
That's right.
You know, it's called respect. You respect your elders.
And
they didn't watch that. Now, you see, but see, to me, when that brother that did that to Cat Williams, the karma he got from that, he gonna receive that back. This is why we all screwed up, because we're not respecting our elders, we're not respecting our culture, our original culture, and we're respecting everybody else's God but the one we was given.
That's right.
So, guess
That's
what?
Right.
You're going to get all of that? You're going to get treated like, you know? You got to come to a point where you say, you know, I can only help my people but so much, but I ain't going to let them destroy me.
The lessons
of Jesus, the lesson of Martin Luther King, the lesson of Malcolm X is help your people, but don't let them get you killed.
True.
That's the lessons I take from it. Because all they did after all of that happened was march, say a few things, and then they forgot about it there. And every now and then we have a little birthday, Martin Luther birthday, they got the streets up about him. But what that do about him? His life is still gone. He ain't with his family. You know, he ain't get to be grandchildren.
That's a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
You know? Yeah. But we glorify our people glorify our own destruction, dog. We glorify that. Until we rectify that, ain't nothing going to change. Nothing.
That's right. Now, I want to say this, because, we both agree that the family is the key. Now, if you're a conscious sister, you really are, you know what I'm saying, because I'll use that word very loosely, woke, whatever we're saying now, you know, if you choose a man to be your king, you got to submit to that. You know what I'm saying? You can't have two people driving. You know, you have to submit to that. Now, to balance that, what you want to do is use dragon blood. Dragon blood helps with relationships. So there's a resin called dragon blood. This helps with relationships. You can burn it on a piece of charcoal. You can get dragon blood oil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you burn that in the house. You know, you want to throw away everything that's negative, that don't serve. Anything that brings back memories that's going to encourage arguing and fussing and fighting and whatever. Try to throw that away.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to clean the house. Well, you start at the back of the house. And you sage is good too, but it's not gonna change the vibration of the relationship. Dragon blood will. Bay leaves will also change the vibration of within the family. You know. You can burn bay leaves as well, and so you do that. Now, if both parties are open, you take 12, you want to clean the house, you want to clean all the mirrors with ammonia. You know, mirrors hold a lot of energy, so, you know, we always clean the mirrors with ammonia. Then you're going to get a bucket of water and put 12 ice cubes in the water, 3 pinches of sea salt, okay? Then you're going to put 7 tablespoons of ammonia. And then each person is going to get, in a relationship, take a drop of their urine. I know this sounds disgusting. And then you're going to wash your house with it. You can also squeeze a drop of squeeze a whole lemon in the water too. That'll help banish and then, you know, clean the house with it. You know, that little drop of urine, a drop of urine from both parties. Wash your house with it, mop the floor. Now, you can always go back and, you know, you can make your house smell like what you want it to smell like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you want to do. It's an energy clean, you know. It's not supposed to be smelling like pine salt. You can do the pine salt or what you like later. This going to make family, and this going to help balance the relationship. You burn that dragon blood. Now, if it's really, really bad, and the energy is over the top, you can get you some eggs, and in the bedroom you can color the egg red, or you can color. You know, if you can intensify the love, you can color the egg red. If you want to work on communication, you can color the egg blue and put a pinch of salt in the 4 corners of the room, that y'all share together, and leave that egg in that room for 7 days, and then take the egg, them eggs, to a graveyard and throw it over your left shoulder to remove that energy. Because sometimes we be so angry, we need to forgive each other, but we don't want to forgive each other because we hurt so bad. You know, and I get it. It's hard to let go of negative emotions. And sometimes you might need this type of help. And, you know, like I said, this ain't, you know, I'm putting urine in my you know, this is a spiritual thing. And, you know, there's ammonia in your urine. Let's not be funny. We clean some. You know, ammonia is a very powerful spiritual cleanse. You know, and what's in your urine? Ammonia is in your urine. You can drink your urine and heal yourself if your body clean. But had the people got too much junk in their body that you know the urine can turn into a poison. You know. You know, but that's a
big I don't think they're ready for that. A lot of people, they that strong.
But you know, I mean, you know, I think that we gotta try. You know, so you know, but that dragon blood has saved many homes. Another thing that saves homes is. See, the ancestors are always, see, we do things and don't know why we do it. We just do it. We don't know why we do it. We just do it. Nutmeg is really good for relationships. So what you notice during holidays and seasons, people sprinkle nutmeg on the sweets, the eggnog, them sweet potato pies. Well, all you have to do is make you and your man, or you can make your man a cup of nutmeg tea. you could put some put a little tea, you know, make a little nutmeg tea, and that'll strengthen what y'all got. If it's, you know, because, you know, relationships wax and wane. So, you know, you do the nutmeg, and drink it. You'll be surprised what happens. You know, and
right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes relationships have to come to an end. You know, everything ain't meant to last forever either. And I understand that too. You know, so I'm just saying that's just some things that people can do if they want to strengthen what they got. And if they just want to leave it, sometimes you be too aggravated to do anything. I get that too.
Right.
I understand that too, you know. Some people can just be miserable, but it's ways to get around that, you know. And, yes, I know about the other things that you can do too, but I'm talking, these things I'm saying are not controlling a person. They're just strengthening what's already there. Of course, there's rituals and spells that can, you can force somebody to do something, but this ain't about force. This is about choice. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Well, when you do stuff like that, you got to realize that stuff comes back on you.
It'll come back on you.
To do things. Yeah.
You know, because everything, you know, it always come back in this life or the next life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And half the stuff, you know, a lot of stuff that comes to people come from a former life. And so, you
mm-hmm.
know. Sometimes I'd be like, dang, what, you know, that brother was a good brother, you know. But, you know, some things are deeper than this lifetime, are deeper than this incarnation, you know. Because, you know, this life is a series of lives. You change bodies. It keep you from being bored, you know. We, you know, you think about an eon of time, you get bored doing the same thing for a whole eon, you know, for a million years. You know, it's kind of good that it transforms and give you a different, you know, a different scenery, you know. You see how you move to another state. You wanted something different.
mm-hmm.
You know, so I can understand why death is essential because, hey, you know, I love my family and I love my loved ones. And I like you, but, you know, everything, I've been on vacation so long, I'm ready to come back home.
mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't get enough of some things, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Let's see. All right, brother, it's afternoon. I know you got to get back to your family. Nobody had a question, so people won't,
okay,
but they ain't got their hand up.
That's peace then. But y'all know.
Okay, man,
you
I'll catch you next week. All right,
yeah,
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll holler at you. All right, peace. God.
I'll probably be there around 2. All right, peace.
Okay. All right, peace.
All right, peace. All right.